Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming up in the Holderness Family Podcast, it's the holidays. Let's eat and drink our feelings.
From Thanksgiving to Christmas, I'm doing it. I'm just going to party my tush off.
Great idea, right?
You feel like crap. You sleep like crap. Then you get sick.
Our favorite doctor gets to the root of the problem.
What you're eating, food is medicine. And we have almost taken away our own body's ability to heal.
And offers a simple solution. Here's a hint.
I always go back to poop because I like to talk about poop.
And of course, Penn says something ridiculous.
Anyway, I didn't say it was luxurious.
Anyway, moving on.
It's my manhole.
I almost spit up my coffee.
Let's do this.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yay.
You are joining us from the third floor of
our
house.
It sounds very fancy. You it's a finished always, attic.
Why do you get so upset? Why can't we have a decent third floor?
Well, it's an attic that we paid $14 to finish.
It's roughed in. It has a couch. I don't see why you're trying to be so humble about the fact that we have a third floor.
Makes it sound very luxurious.
It's I didn't say it was luxurious.
Anyway, moving on.
It's my manhole. That's the wrong term.
I almost spit up my coffee.
Okay. Oh my God. We've already gotten, it's 40 seconds. I can look at the timer and we have already said that word. You just heard Harriet comment that she spit out her coffee. So we are talking today in the mid-December window about staying on track during the holidays. And it's going to be funny because Kim is joined by two highly functional ADHD people who are going to tell her how to stay on track.
Well,
I am one of them.
So, and then joining us now is Dr. Harriet Hansel.
Also a highly functional ADHD person.
So she has been on this podcast before, and they are our most popular episodes for sure, because she provides a very realistic, wonderful way to take care of yourself, no matter what your age or stage. And because those were such popular episodes, she has a wait list. And before our podcast, she had a wait list in her practice. Because of that, we developed and work really hard to develop something we're calling the Well Body Reset. And it's an online education and motivation plan to help guide you through the process of intermittent fasting. And again, it's so much more than skipping breakfast. We've produced a series of videos about the science of intermittent fasting and why it works, realistic ways to succeed, and it has a 28-day meal plan and an exercise guide. I'm going to let Harry talk in a second, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to wellbodyreset.com and check it out. We're launching at the beginning of January, but right now we're offering a very special pricing. So go to wellbodyreset.com. And again, Dr. Harriet Hansel, she's a long wait list in her practice. So this is a way she can really reach out to people who she can't physically see in the office. This is what she is teaching to patients in her practice.
And just to clarify, she does physically see people when
they're
in her. She's not blind.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Hansel. Yes. Welcome. Hi, we'll Harriet. Let you talk now. We'll let, how long before we let her talk there?
I mean, I only took about 40 seconds and then you took 2.5.
Okay. That's Hi. Fine. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So real quick for folks who haven't heard about you before, talk to us a little bit about who you are and how you, like what your practice is all about.
So I went to traditional medical school at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And during my time there, I knew that I was going to add in some type of integrative aspect to my medical education. Ended up going to China for a month during my medical school training to learn more about acupuncture, and then went to Duke University Medical Hospital for my residency in family medicine. Finished off my last year as chief resident at Duke, and then ended up going into traditional practice where I did family medicine and started integrating in some acupuncture at that point. Finished my certification with acupuncture at the UCLA program for physicians, and ended up doing kind of a dual practice both at Duke Medical Center and then eventually working at a UNC clinic in Raleigh. Now I own my own practice in Durham, North Carolina.
And so talk to us about why you wanted to make a switch and operate your own practice.
I felt constrained in the traditional medical system because I feel like in the medical system right now, it is great for acute care. If you have a trauma, you need to be seen immediately. There's something urgent. That is by far the best way to get taken care of. Mm-hmm. But when we're looking at chronic disease, we don't do a great job at that in the traditional sector. What we're finding is there's not a lot of time to talk with patients. We really don't know what's going on in that 8-minute visit. And I think that's what it kind of averages out to, is about 8 minutes per visit. And trying to get a history, do an assessment, do a physical, and go through really what the real issue is and what the cause of the problem is, rather than band-aiding with a band-aid of medicines or intervention or surgery. We're looking at where people are spending a lot of money on medical care and actually having potentially some side effects or issues with that type of care. And so what we're looking at is treating the root cause of the problem and taking it back to the beginning of the issue, and looking at diet, looking at what your movement patterns are, looking at your sleep and the foundations of what I call the wellness bubble that keep you, you know, happy, optimized, healthy, and reversing disease rather than just band-aiding it.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. Just the, as you called it, band-aiding with a band-aid, which was really very...
Yeah, that sounded very smart.
It, what, well, no, I like
She's
it.
A doctor.
We're looking for catchphrases, and that's a good one. I am fascinated by this. Like, we've been with you for almost 2 years now, and it's changed my life, and it's changed the amount of... Honestly, like, it's changed the amount of money that I spend going to the doctor for crap that
exactly.
They throw medicine at it, right?
Correct.
How, like, not just talking about you, but world, like nationwide, how messed up are we as a country when it comes to the way that we medicate things, in that sense that they throw some kind of like prescription med on it instead of finding ways to actually work hard at and improve your body?
Well, so what's interesting is, you know, Dr. Mark Hyman, who I very much respect and who is the kind of leader, I would say, in education for the Institute of Functional Medicine. He's also the clinic director of the Functional Medicine Department at Cleveland Clinic. They just launched this amazing study that basically showed the comparison of the functional medicine model versus the traditional medicine model. Yeah. And it well surpassed the expectations of success rates of these patients in these chronic health issues. And so what we're looking at is trying to make it so that people understand what the model is, that it's not hokey, that it's not voodoo, that we're really looking at what the foundation is, which is what you're eating. Food is medicine. And we need to realize that all of what has happened with the convenience of our world has increased our toxicity and our inability potentially to have the right nutrients that make our body, you know, operate correctly. So my job is actually even harder now, I feel like. And if anything, I've learned that I don't know everything. And so what I love about this practice is that every day I feel like I'm learning from my patients, from my continuing medical education, and my knowledge base has increased so much, but I'm just striving to learn more and more and more. Like, it's so different when I was in the medical sector, like the traditional sector. It just seemed like these were the rules and these are, this is the protocol for this and this is the protocol for this, but it really didn't take into account the individualization that should happen with patients and what is going on. Like, nobody talks about poop and nobody talks about sleep. And those are two of the most important things that are part of our basic function. And we have almost taken away our own body's ability to heal. Like, what happened before medicine? Our body had to do its job. I mean, if you think about just even childbirth, how, what an amazing process that is, and that your body can recover and everything happens as a process. We need to go back to that innate perspective of how do we enable our body to heal? And, you know, just thinking about these inflammatory processes, a lot of them come down to the same foundation of really having to work to fix the gut, because a lot of what we're looking at is the gut is bypass, you know, it's basically processing all of our food. You are detoxing by pooping and getting out toxins that way. And it really makes it almost dumbed down where we think about it so basically, but just making our body work better. And then back to this whole aspect of, I feel my job's harder because I'm looking at these biochem pathways that I've never seen, you know, since medical school, thinking about this process, cleaving this process, what is needed in this? Oh, wait a minute. We need magnesium. We're not getting enough magnesium in our food. We need vitamin D. We need all of these other B vitamins that are very important in our processes to turn on our energy production through our mitochondria. I mean, all of these terms, I know people are like, what is she talking about? But what I'm saying is that it's interesting because I feel like we try to make it so basic that we're going back to this whole beginning process of how do we work through inflammation? But yet it's so complex because what you're looking at is all of these different pathways in our body and hormone pathways that we think about that may be individual for each person, what dysfunction is happening at each level.
And here's the fun part. She just used the words like magnesium and mitochondria, and she admitted that it seems kind of complicated. But what we're about to do in the next half hour to hour is simplify it for you a little bit when it comes to the holidays.
Right. And back to the why I was like, hey, I like shook her by the shoulders. I was like, you need to put this in a book. We need to do an online program. Because every time I'd go see her, And I was feeling better and better. I mean, just part of my backstory is I was, you know, I turned 40. I was tired all the time. Literally, if I couldn't take a nap during the day, and like, when can you actually take a nap? I just thought I couldn't make it past 4 o'clock. It was really, so when I finally went to meet with Harriet and she changed things like not only what I was eating, but when I was eating. And within a few months, I mean, life-changing. Like, I have so much energy now and I have all this stuff. And I was like, why aren't you sharing this? And I wasn't, and I'm very educated when it comes to these things. I read a lot of books, but I just, the way she was delivering it, I think was so different, which is why I really encouraged her to create this Well Body Reset, which is just what she's been teaching, but just making it just, it's really simplifying it. So there are a lot of videos and there is a lot of education, but there is, you know, the meal plan that makes it easy and an exercise plan that makes it easy. But what I love about it is it's very attainable. Like, you're a mom, you have two kids, like, you, like, there's going to be nights you go out and have a couple glasses of wine. So as we're in the holidays, like, talk to us about how, like, sticking to a program works with things like, I mean, we have like 4 parties to go to next week. So like, talk to, like, how do you balance that?
Yep. So it is about balance. I have this saying at my clinic where I talk about using this thought philosophy of putting into the piggy bank, right? So you're putting into this piggy bank your dietary investment, I call it. Not only dietary investment, but maybe wellness body, like well body assessment as far as looking at sleep, exercise. How do you maintain your routines outside of the times when it's a festivity? Mm-hmm. And so if you're investing on a daily basis, when you are going to work, you're preparing your lunch, you follow the tenets that we talk about, then what you'll be able to do is you withdraw from that piggy bank on the times of special occasions. So you need to put in for the investment. You can't be pulling out and go bankrupt, right? Mm-hmm. So the difficulty is this whole thought process of I'm all in, I'm going for it. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, I'm doing it. I'm just gonna party my tush off.
Just eat every cinnamon roll that's offered to you.
The problem with that aspect is that you feel like crap, you sleep like crap, then you get sick. And this is why, and then you have the stress of, oh, not only am I, you know, hemorrhaging my health. Now I'm hemorrhaging money. I'm hemorrhaging time. I don't have enough time in the day to do everything I need to do. You're stressed. And then it becomes kind of a pitiful aspect of the holiday time is not so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, honestly, from the Western medicine side, when I practice traditional medicine, it seemed like the antidepressant prescription rates went up between October and like December. Mm-hmm. And I think there is an aspect of why that happens because A, over 90% of your serotonin is produced from your gut. If you're feeling it with crappy stuff, you're not producing very much good serotonin to feel good. And then all of that overindulging may be a little hit to your brain sensory system for a little bit, but then you come crashing down and you have periods where you can have darkness and feeling not great.
I mean, this is an easy sermon to give people in January.
Correct.
Right? Because
in
everyone's
January, everybody's
done,
ready to go for it.
It's challenging to do this in December because there's also that feeling that this is Christmas time, right? This is the time that it's okay to have a little bit of, like, to have those weird cheese cookie. I don't even like those.
I know, but you're like, oh, but I.
And they represent everything I can't eat.
It's sentimental, like, right? So it's sentimental. I think that there is an aspect where you have to be a realist, right? So I'm not going to be the functional doc that tells you that you can't have a speck of gluten and you can't have any of that dairy. You can't have any of this all the time. I think it's unrealistic. I do think, though, that if you are sicker, when you indulge, you will have worse setbacks than if you are more healthy and on a regular routine regularly, you can withdraw from that piggy bank. It depends on how full your piggy bank is. If you're already broke and you're trying to pull out from it, it really is a much, and this is why I do have patients who have autoimmune disease who are really sick that are like, it honestly is not worth it for me to feel crappy. I would 100% rather be happy, feeling great during this holiday period, keeping with my dietary, my sleep, my everything, everything regimented, and maybe not partaking in every single activity to feel good rather than doing the opposite. Right. So it's this is individualized also.
Yeah, because I know. So here's what I've learned from you and all the stuff you've taught me is that. So this morning I woke up, I didn't feel great, but I knew why I didn't feel great. Because last night I had two glasses of sparkling rosé, but it was delicious and I loved it. But I knew my sleep was going to be jacked, and I knew that when I woke up I was going to feel like this. But I knew, I'm like, okay, we're hitting the reset button. I'm going to the gym. So I know that, but I know it wasn't that I was sick. I knew it, and I knew that if I had my second glass of sparkling delicious rosé, that I made a deal with myself. I'm going to have this, but I'm still going to go to the gym.
Yep.
Like, you have to like suck it up and get, but now I know why. Whereas I think that if like 2 years ago I would have been like, oh, it's just because I'm 40, just because I'm like a middle-aged mom. That's why I'm so tired. But no, that's the mindset.
And part of this, what we're looking at with this program that we developed is not only for people who have issues. I can tell you that you live in your life and you live in your shell and you think that this is the way it's supposed to be. And I can tell you what has been earth shattering for people is the fact that they're like, I never really had any problems. But then, you know, I did this program and it's like, oh, wait a minute. I sleep so much better now. Mm-hmm. Or like my skin really looks so much better right now. And part of this is that the awareness of a change that had never happened for them before was not present. And so they didn't really know the difference. So relative, just like when I talk to patients, I always go back to poop because I like to talk about poop. Is, you know, I'll have a patient come in and they're like, oh, I have no issues with pooping. I'm like, really? Do you poop every day? And they're like, well, no, I poop once a week. And it's
what?
Like, yeah, that's a problem.
You're not too far off, honey.
Well, I have to say though, she's hooked me up without like, and like she recommends some supplements and things like that.
Right.
But, and when I'm eating, when my eating
and drinking well, yes.
And drinking all my water, I'm eating like the way I should when I'm taking my supplements, like I'm good to go.
But what's interesting is these people who are like, oh, well, you know, but that's what I've always experienced all of my life.
I mean, it's got to come out. How big is that poop?
This just goes back to like our past podcast where I even talk about where people are eating a ton of food, but yet they're nutritionally depleted, right?
Yeah.
So they're outside overly nourished, inside nutritionally depleted, and for the amount of food that they're eating, where's that poop going? I don't know. I all I can tell you is that you should be pooping regularly because you need to detox. And part of the benefit of exercise from a detox potential is sweating detoxes also.
Yeah.
So
let's sticking with our kind of theme,
staying on track.
Well, no. If you I mean, will. I do love a good poop combo, but socially.
Oh, yeah, wait. So let me finish up my two. Okay. So my whole point on the poop combo was that for them, they're like, well, this was normal. I poop once a week.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, well, that's not normal.
That's
and
not
then
normal.
Once they fix the issues with inflammation in their gut and they're like, oh my God, I'm pooping every day. You know, part of this realization, back to your realization this morning of like, this is why I don't feel great. Lots of people don't understand how much better they could feel.
Yes.
Right? Or that these little minor changes can accumulate, because there's not a study probably based on if you poop every day versus if you poop once a week, like relative to how you feel. And our population is getting so studies based. They want everything based on studies, but you're looking at these confounders on these patients that are like, oh, well, this person has none of this, 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 this. They can qualify because they are this small subset of the population. And if we give them a medicine, those people do better.
Yeah.
Well, that's not real life. Like, we have to look at all of the big picture. But my whole point on talking about this is the fact that my goal for everybody, whether you're somebody with chronic disease, whether you are just feeling mediocre and feel little purpose versus you are highly successful and you need to keep up with that lifestyle, this works for all three of those groups.
So how do you stay motivated? Like, I feel like you are always like, you have two kids, you have a practice, you have a husband, you're like renovating a house and moving into a house in the middle of December. You do, like, I feel like you are so because my mom has done the Well Body Reset program, and she's like, is Harriet a robot? Because she seems like this.
You know, what's funny. Yeah. Somebody did actually call me a robot.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do you stay so motivated?
This is the second time today you've been called a robot.
How do you stay so motivated, and how do you stick to it, even in December?
So I don't know if part of this is that I'm Chinese and that it's kind of ingrained in me that you just kind of put the hard work in and, you know, everything, the success lies if you put the work in. I mean, that's that whole immigration mentality for me of, you know, you work hard, but then you play hard. I mean, I play hard also. I just got back from Europe, like a week-long trip with the kids, though that may not sound like a vacation for everybody listening. You know,
but if you didn't have fries in Belgium, I would disappointed.
Well, so
in you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think this is back to this whole thought process of I put in my investment on a daily basis, right? So I withdrew a ton in Europe. And I don't, you know, after sleeping 10 and a half hours last night and a little groggy this morning, I literally do feel like there is again, this realization of, yeah, there are certain things that I need to remember myself also, but I just go right back into my routine.
It's
right?
easier for you to pick back up. It's easier for you to hit the reset button because you have invested so much time and energy in taking care of yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And what's important to realize is that, you know, people are like, oh, well, over the holidays, I usually gain 5 pounds and, you know, then I keep on accruing every year. And now that's added into this 25 pound addition over the holiday period. And I can honestly tell you, I could go on a week long cruise to Cuba, eat all you can eat and still not gain weight back from Europe. Yeah, I've done that. And I've been to Europe for a week, came back, same way, I look the same. It didn't do CrossFit that whole week, but still, you know, granted, walk 27,000 steps every day.
Right.
But, you know, what you're looking at is you just go right back into your routine. And the more routine you make it, the easier it is.
Yeah.
So we've got, I'm kind of listening for nuggets of information. I've got some good ones so far. I've got, you know, make sure you have enough in your piggy bank so that you don't overdraw. I've got try to poop more than once a week, and I've got be Chinese, which I like. It's not like, but honestly, I love, like, when you started talking about that mentality. I think that's a good piece of, like, that's a very positive part of that culture to draw from when it comes to, like, diet and discipline and fasting.
I think about Hamilton.
Like,
what was that line? Immigrants, we get things done.
You get the job done. So here's what I'd like to do. We're talking about staying on track during the holidays. I'm kind of scribbling some stuff down. I would like to go over some situations, parties, holiday meals, eggnog, things like that, and just talk about ways to get through this without feeling like you're totally compromising the joy of the holidays. And then I think we should write our own happy holiday jingle with you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Full practical pieces of advice.
Ends with be Chinese.
Probably not. Although I will say, I think that is a great concept. And it could just be generally just people who have it instilled in their
DNA just to
in their DNA
hard.
To work hard. So I'm just gonna be listening, but I would love you to give her some situations, and then I'm gonna, like, if you hear me scribbling, it's because I'm writing a Christmas song about holiday moderation. I think it's gonna it's gonna be a banger.
Well, I think this is why I follow Harriet so closely, or Dr. Hansel so closely, is because she has a very realistic view of all this stuff, but there is some science behind it. So here's my question. Socially, how do you handle when people, you are trying to stay on track, people, you walk into a party and there's nothing but gorgeous cheese straws and cookies that somebody baked and alcohol. Like, how do you recommend people handle that?
Well, so we'll go back to the Chinese piece and being cultural. We usually have to bring something.
Yes.
Right? So you go to a party, you're going to bring something.
And it's, most people,
For the most part, so bring something healthy that you can indulge in a lot of. So I roast vegetables, do something that would be part of what I would recommend that would be healthy and clean so that you have that option, but also have a taste of everything. That is A-okay, right, during holiday time. So what I would say on this is that instead of having three slices of pie and doing all of the crap that you don't normally eat,
right,
eat a lot of what you can eat and then have a taste of everything else or share some stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think that you can always be 100%. Now, again, I'm going to just say the exception. Some of my patients that are really, really sick, it's not worth it for them.
It's not worth it. A piece of pie isn't worth them feeling like crap for a week.
Exactly. Because their recovery rate may be different than somebody who has no chronic disease like you and I.
Right.
So I can't generalize it as that point. But what I would say is that I think having tastes of things rather than overindulging all at one time is my recommendation.
So the Well Body Reset, go to wellbodyreset.com. It launches in January. So January, everybody, there's a lot of people that do like dry January and they try to keep it perfect. What is your, you know, if they are going to start the Well Body Reset with us, of course you can start whenever you're listening to this, you can start it, you know, after January 2020, you can start it at any time. But what is your, when you're committing to that 28 days, what is your theory on alcohol in that program?
So my theory on alcohol is it's best if you do not do it for the best success during that time period. Just like we put a couple of, you know, dietary restrictions on that program as well. I think that if you completely take away everything, all of those pieces of the pie, back to the analogy of the festivities, all of those pieces of the pie actually make a difference cumulatively. So I think that if you're going to try to be as clean as possible while you're doing that program, so you have to be ready, right? So we always talk about these, the stages of change. And I learned all of these you know, stages when I was in medical school as to whether we spend the time talking with patients on behavior change if they're ready. So if you're pre-contemplating, you know, it's really somebody else who wants you to do it. You don't really want to do it. Yeah, this program's not for you,
not
right?
Not worth it.
If you're contemplating, but you're like, there's no way in heck that I'm going to be able to do it anytime soon, that program's probably not for you either.
Yeah.
But if you are ready, and I'm going to tell you that I get more calls, more messages on Instagram, more messages on, you know, with my email and et cetera, of people that are like wanting to get started and they feel like there's no avenue to get started, this is really a great avenue. And it's actually a great avenue because what we're looking at is just teaching the basic principles of how to kind of reset. And this is how I pretty much start with all of my patients.
Right. And you and I think also the answer is you don't, you can enjoy yourself, but you don't have to gain 5 pounds this holiday season.
Yes.
And I think that there is a statistic. I think the average person does gain 5 pounds over the holidays. Like you, but you don't have to.
No. And what we talked about with the investment back into the piggy bank is in between. So you have 4 parties this week.
Yeah.
In between, make sure you're pristine.
Yeah.
Keep up with your exercise routine. Make sure that you prioritize sleep.
Yeah.
And is every single party, every party that you have to go to, you know, and that's something you have to make your own decision on. But the question for you is that if you're already not feeling well and you're thinking about going to a party where you're not feeling well and you don't potentially think about what you're going to indulge in that night, you may set yourself back even further and you may actually get sick. This is why so many people get sick over the holidays.
I want to jump in because I this is just, you know, with us and our relationship dynamic, and we're writing a book about it, about our partnership. I feel like I could do a better job. And we haven't really gotten into the holiday parties at the time that we recorded this, but I'm going to say it right now. I think it helps when you have someone else with you who is on the same program or at least in roughly the same boat and isn't like, hey, what's wrong with you?
No, and my best success rates, honestly, by patients are with the couples that come in together. I love it when the couples come in together because it is a team effort. It is based on your community, right? So if we are all in for the same goals, then it certainly makes it easier and more accountable. But you can absolutely go to a party or maybe think about something different. You know, one of the things I think about is instead of meeting up for a drink with your friend to catch up and exchange gifts, go and meet up at the park or take a walk while you guys are chatting and catching up.
A couple times, I think I've shared this before, instead, because I would go meet for drinks with my friends. Instead, we would meet, we're like, to get our nails done and sit next to each other.
And talk.
That's all we wanted to do anyway. Exactly. But I was like, why am I trying to meet up for drinks if neither one of us really wants to, drink? And so Penn and I have really cut back on our alcohol intake.
Yeah.
And so just knowing now this is just like our personal thing that like 2 days a week we'll allow ourselves. But I don't always. So when I do have 2 glasses of delicious sparkling rosé, it really does hit me now.
Yeah.
So like these next parties coming up, I'm going to be holding a glass of seltzer because there is that weird social pressure of like, what, you're not drinking?
Yeah.
Why do people do that? What, like, I don't care if you're not drinking. I don't care if, you know, like, I don't understand.
Because they want to feel like they're not overindulging potentially, right? So it's like everybody has the same
thought
process.
It's a little bit of this peer pressure.
And it still happens when you're an adult.
Yeah.
But that's why Pellegrino with lime is fantastic because...
My party hack is I put in a wine glass, or a cocktail glass. I do a little Pellegrino with like a lime wedge. Sometimes I get sassy and I do a little splash of cranberry, but everybody thinks you're having a cocktail and they leave you alone. Cause I just don't feel like answering, like, why aren't you drinking?
Are you
like,
pregnant?
Are you pregnant? Oh my gosh. It's Jesus. It's Jesus.
Wait.
hold on 1 second. Pen, are you hearing the scribbling that you're doing?
Yeah. Remember, I explained, there's going to be scribbling.
But you can hear it through the microphone? Is that distracting?
No, it's not distracting.
Okay. Maybe it's just distracting to me?
Mainly.
Okay, it's mainly just distracting.
Remember when I said I was going to write it?
I know, I heard you.
I explained it to the people.
You, but I'm going to get you a pen, like the, not a shirt.
Okay, I'm going to get you some headphones.
And then the massive Sharpie. Okay.
I'll get you some headphones so you can hear the noise gate that I put in that allows me to do this without any trouble.
Okay, good talk. Good talk, honey. But I think also we should make a pledge to each other to not harass each other about what we're eating or not eating, or if like...
Or what we're writing or not writing.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I'm holding up the I love you finger right
Thank
now.
Thank you, honey. I love you too.
But I think that, yeah, like I should be able to bring my vegetables and drink my club soda without you saying, are you on a diet? No, I'm not on a diet. I just don't want to feel like crap tomorrow. Yeah. But that being said, I will, if I've worked out, if I've like been following my plan, it is the holidays and somebody has made a delicious, lovely cookie and I want to have it, I'm going to have it.
Yeah. And you should.
And I'm going to. Yeah.
And then you recover quite quickly because you're putting in your investment all the time.
And I think that the way my brain works is the minute you say you can't have something, I immediately want that something. Yep. So now that I've given myself permission, I'm like, I'm going to have it. I'm just not going to have a lot of it. I'm totally fine.
Yeah. This whole mind game that we play with ourselves is silly. So if it's something that you really want and you're desiring it, then you should have a little bit. And this is where I actually talk to patients about the aspect of where people will kind of eat around their cravings. Yes. And so then they'll say, oh, well, instead of eating that really good chocolate that I wanted, I'm eating a Fiber One bar every day because it's healthy, right?
By the way, Fiber One bars have a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah. And it's a lot of processed grains and a lot of stuff that, and sorry to name names.
But it's true. It's fine.
So when you're looking at that though, and you're like, oh, but if I eat that every day and it satisfies my cravings and I'm doing better, you're not doing better. So you are much better off literally eating vegetables and eat your regular food that is nice and clean. And then if you want a little cookie on an occasion, then you should do that rather than doing something that you think is going to satiate your craving on a daily basis.
Just eat it. Again, the Well Body Reset at wellbodyreset.com.
You are rocking that.
No, but
you're doing
I
a
just,
good job. No, I'm saying you're doing a good job.
Well, here's my thing is that we get, I would say on the daily.
A lot of questions.
We get a lot of questions about like, what are you eating? What are you doing? And I was always trying to like respond to everything. And this became, I'm like, this is what I'm doing. And it became such a long message. And I feel like that's one of the reasons I wanted to work with Harriet on this. And it's, I mean, it's her content. It's her, like, she's the doctor here. It's her program. But I felt like what she was teaching us was so valuable. And it literally changed our lives that I just like wanted to stand on a mountaintop and like spread it out. So we actually came together. And listen, there's a lot. The videos are like a time investment to watch them. There's like however many videos we did. We did several different videos because you can't shortchange this. Like we made it very simple. Like it's very simple. It's less than an hour of videos. I mean, but it's very simple and it cuts through about the way Harriet teaches it. But you watch it and there's science behind it. You can't cheat this. And then there's so many different ways people screw up intermittent fasting. And Harriet kind of lays out a very simple way to set you up for success. And then in that, there's the 28-day meal plan and then the workout plan. So this is how we've been living. It is our lifestyle. Again, we still have rosé and we still have cookies. And it has been, it's been very impactful. And I really, really hope that I can't wait for people to like to go through this and to talk about the results they've had.
If you kind like the piggy bank, let's talk about the piggy bank. If you have an extra eggnog, if you have an extra weird cheese southern cookie that they send to me every year, or some like
weird
banana
cheese
bread,
southern cookie, you're really selling that.
Can't like how much can you help that by just having like an extra longer workout and like really really like or. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I totally binged last night. Instead of working out for an hour, I'm going to work out for 2 hours. I have a sense that
that's not going to help you.
Right.
Either.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about that.
So I would say that after you're indulging, you try to get back to your routine. If your normal routine is to go to CrossFit for an hour class, do that. And then after you work out, go refuel with a lot of vegetables and well-sourced protein. And good dietary fat, right? Mm-hmm. So what you're looking at is the dietary piece will help fuel your body and get you reset. And what I can tell you is that I don't think that working out for 2 hours, I have this whole thought process on overexercise actually and increasing oxidative stress and that's not actually good for you either. So I wouldn't put into the exercise piggy bank extra than what you normally do. I would think about, you know what? I'm actually kind of tired tonight. I don't feel great. I'm going to go to bed at 9:30 tonight. Yeah. I think putting into the sleep piggy bank and putting into the vegetable and clean eating piggy bank would be how I would do it.
More impactful than like just punishing yourself. And this isn't about like punishing
it's
yourself.
It's not about, and this whole thought process of this guilt and like pleasure and guilt and pleasure is just, you know, I just don't understand it. I don't. I think that you should never feel guilty. You should be like, oh, you know, it's time of festivity. I kind of like that, the way that tastes, but I don't need a whole ton of it to make me feel crappy.
Right.
Have a little taste of it and move on. Move on.
Yeah. And I think, and I didn't want to put together some like meal plan or whatever that was based on restriction. And that was based on like this weird obsession with a number and a scale. Like, listen, we both have daughters
absolutely.
I mean, they'll see this one day, they'll hear this one day. And I don't want them ever, ever, ever to look in the mirror and think like, oh, this is about a number on a scale.
We need to stop over-focusing on that, because I can tell you that that is one of my biggest pet peeves of my women that come into my practice, is that they have this ideal number. Like, how do I get to this number?
That's garbage.
And honestly, the number, you know, based on even like what we've talked about, I've threw a picture on Instagram of myself at the same weight, one looking puffy and inflamed and the other one looking lean and athletic. And I can tell you that they're the same weight.
Same number
on the scale. And what you have to throw out is this whole thought process of, I have to weigh this much.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is so unrealistic. I mean, I have people that want to weigh as much as my 13-year-old daughter right now. And my daughter is lean and muscular.
And she's 13.
And the fact that we want to get back to that weight is kind of an unrealistic.
It's garbage. I know. I actually, the Today Show, which I adore the Today Show, and I think the Jenna and Hoda started intermittent fasting. Where I was like, I was excited. I was like, oh, look, it's like super mainstream if they're doing the Today Show. But the picture they posted was them both standing on a scale weighing in. And I was like, no,
that is not the process.
Don't do that. Yeah. Like, don't, I mean, but they will. They will probably, like, their clothes will fit better.
Yeah.
Probably.
But your clothes can fit better with you not changing any weight on the scale.
Right. And people who participate in the Well Body Reset, you will, like, we have beta testers who've gone through this. And one of the side effects is you will likely, if you have it to lose, you will probably depuff. You will probably lose a few, you will probably lose some weight. You will. But, like, that cannot be.
That is not the only factor that you're looking at.
Like, yeah. That is not.
The factors you should be looking at are that you're sleeping better, that your skin looks better, that you have more energy. You're actually more productive, right?
Yeah.
So part of this aspect is back to the, you know, the different spectrums of patients. Some of my patients come in and they are like kicking tail already.
Yeah.
And they want to continue at that rate. Or they feel like they're losing maybe a little bit of edge on their productivity because they're feeling more tired. And then they're like, wow, I can actually keep up with what I want to do and what I want to produce.
Right.
I mean, back to like both of our lifestyles.
Right.
We're both super busy all the time doing stuff, but I get excited, right?
Yeah.
So part of this is this, you know, vitality piece and purpose piece that I feel so excited about that gives me some of that motivation to continue to do what I do.
Right. It's been life-changing for Penn and I. It's actually helped us produce on the level in which we're producing because we just have the energy to do it. And again, this is like comes out of just pure, I'm wanting to share this with the world. And then Harriet, again, has a really long wait list in a practice in North Carolina. So it's the ability for her to share information for people all over the world.
And just a note, this is an educational course that I am not your physician.
Not your doctor.
I am not
your physician. I love a disclaimer.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to do the 50-minute long disclaimer that you did the last time, but I will give the disclaimer that I am still not your physician. The content on here, you have to be the determiner of whether or not
it's safe for you.
But yeah. I think that, you know, I can talk freely about what we're doing because I am both Kim and Penn's doctor.
Yes. So absolutely. And we're talking about our results here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then talking the results about my patients who I have a personal relationship with.
Yeah. Okay. Penn, you've been scribbling.
Yeah. I got a song.
Let's hear it.
I need a guitar.
Okay.
I got to go get my guitar. Do you guys want to keep talking? I feel like I could have left for a few minutes because... No, you're both very good. And by the way, this Well Body Reset, it is Harriet and Kim's digital baby.
And, it's our digital baby.
It's your digital baby.
It's
and,
so pretty.
But if anyone ever wants to ask me, I would love to pipe in and say that it was a plan that Harriet first introduced to me using fear tactics. And no, I'm just kidding. No, she just told me the truth.
Yeah.
That the way that I, and she called me a silent killer, which sounds like I'm a serial killer.
No, the skinny ones are scary.
No, but it's a term that like sticks with me because I generally look healthy, but blood tests don't lie. And you can take a look and see, oh my gosh, like you are on the path to be like pre-diabetic and you're
actually diabetic, my dear. Your fasting sugar was really high.
Full on diet. Well, no, remember we thought that had to do with something weird that I took in the morning. No, that wasn't it. Anyway, I'm better now and that's good. And so like it started with you need to get your ish together, but it ended with a lot of positivity, I think. And like, look at what's different in your life and look at how much more energy you have. And
I'll say that your performance. For my patients who come in, they really are looking for some answers on things that actually will work for them. Mm-hmm. And though we go through the whole process and we talk about all the scary stuff, like, you know, you have family members with dementia, you have family members who have died of cardiovascular disease, cancer early, all of these things, this is what you can do to change your predicament rather than
watchful
waiting.
Side.
Let's just wait and see if you get something and then we'll figure it out then, which is really what I think that the mentality has changed to. Back to putting back into the piggy bank. If there's something that you knew you could do that would change your outcome, do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And these tools work. Mm-hmm. And there's more and more, you know, back to the podcast piece, like listening to Dr. Mark Hyman and listening to all of these leaders in functional medicine talk about the same things. And I can tell you that if you're not in that network and this is sounding so foreign to you, this may be something that you need to kind of look into as well, because mm-hmm. the more you hear it, the more you're part of that community, the more you understand, mm-hmm. and the more you can embrace it and spread the word on your own.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Dance we're going to do here.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I don't sing, by the way, just a fair.
Oh no, I don't sing.
Oh good. Thank God.
Music doesn't just happen.
Sure does.
I think we're good.
You think we're good? Okay, we're back. Penn has his guitar.
It's not super tuned. It's a little bit out of tune.
He has 3 pages of purple Sharpie written notes in which he has been paying attention, and right now he's writing a song.
Have yourself a mostly Merry Christmas.
What?
Moderation is key. Don't spend all December stuck in gluttony.
That's a good one, honey.
You guys feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it, honey.
Someone offered you a yummy eggnog. Have a sip of it.
Yeah, a sip.
But don't drink too much or you are gonna feel like... and cake, have a couple bites, but not every night. You'll see if you eat like crap every day, you may only poop once a week. How do you say no to cake and also bourbon and that plate of cheese? Our doctor says just act like you are more Chinese. And have yourself a mostly Merry Christmas now.
Yay! We just need to be Chinese.
Just be more Chinese. Again, not being racist. Just complimenting their culture.
It's reverse racism.
Reverse racism.
Oh, bless.
Oh, I'm sure Karen's going to get honest about that.
Oh, right? we have a friend named Karen. She's not a friend. She just likes to.
She's always on the treadmill.
Always
commenting.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We are so proud and excited about the Well Body Reset. Go to wellbodyreset.com. There's some special intro pricing right now. Let us know if you have any questions. I'm sure there'll be a lot of them. And again, it launches full force in January, ready to kind of make some magic happen there.
Harriet, thank you so much for sharing
Dr.
all this
Mansell.
With us.
Thank you
for having me again.
Yes, okay. And if you made it to the end of the song, I'm going to need a screenshot as proof. Okay, take us out, Penn.
I'm done. I don't want to get us in trouble anymore.
Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.